Welcome to this podcast about North Pacific Cannery and Inverness Passage in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. North Pacific Cannery was built in 1889 on 183 acres of Crown land on the north shore of Inverness Passage, across from Smith Island and near the mouth of the Skeena River, about 70 miles southwest of Terrace and 9 miles south-southeast of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. Inverness Passage is a tidal channel named for a salmon cannery originally built in 1876 by the Northwestern Commercial Company and later owned by Turner Beaton and Company, which named it after Inverness, Scotland. The area lies in the Coast Mountains and is geologically contiguous with the southern tip of Alaska. The bedrock consists mostly of metamorphic and plutonic rocks. Inverness Passage is roughly aligned with a geologic shear zone of metamorphic rocks sandwiched between the Alexander Terrane to the west and the Stikinia Terrane to the east. The metamorphic rocks are mostly schist with some quartzite. The channel separates the Simpson Peninsula to the north from Smith Island to the south, and its eastern end connects to the lower Skeena River. The Skeena River is the second longest river entirely within British Columbia after the Fraser River. Since ancient times, the Skeena has been an important transportation artery, particularly for the Tsimshian people, who comprise four major divisions: the Nisga'a on the Nass River, the Gitxsan on the upper Skeena above the canyon at Kitsalis, the Coast Tsimshian along the banks of the lower Skeena and on the many estuarine inlets and islands, and the Southern Tsimshian on the coast and islands to the south at Milbank Sound. In late prehistoric times, the Coast Tsimshian extended their territories from the lower Skeena towards the coast and built new villages on the islands, where the weather was milder. As salmon began to enter the rivers in early summer, the Coast Tsimshian moved to traditional fishing sites where seasonal camps were maintained. The sites were under the control of the matrilineal clans, or houses, managed by chiefs. During the mid to late 19th century, salmon canneries were built along the coast to exploit the huge salmon runs. On the Skeena River, canneries had to be built near the fishing grounds since, before refrigeration, the catch had to be transported and processed to prevent spoilage. These canneries also exploited the labor pool from First Nations villages and their fishing expertise. North Pacific Cannery was built by Angus R. Johnston, John A. Carthew, and Alexander G. McCandless as a self-sustaining entity because of its physical isolation. Shortly after it was built, in 1891, heavy rains caused a mudslide that wiped out the cabins used by First Nations workers and their families. In 1892, when Anglo-British Columbia Packing Company took over the plant, it was a one-line cannery with two rooms for mild cure fish. A cold storage plant was added in 1910, but it closed in 1920 and was dismantled in 1954. A can-making factory was built at the site in 1918 and, until 1936, it supplied cans for Seymour Inlet, Good Hope, British American, Cassiar, Knight Inlet, Arundale, and Port Nelson canneries. By 1923, the cannery had expanded to a two-line operation with cold storage and a blacksmith shop. The last full season of salmon canning at North Pacific Cannery was 1968. The Canadian Fishing Company reopened the plant for a partial season in 1972 after a fire destroyed its Prince Rupert Oceanside plant. BC Packers bought North Pacific Cannery in 1980 and closed it in 1981. It was designated a National Historic Site in 1985 and now operates as a museum. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.